Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, pada saat Anda tiba di negara baru ini, semuanya terasa segar dan berbeda. Anda menemukan tempat tinggal, mendapatkan pekerjaan, dan membangun rutinitas. Namun, jika Anda lajang dan merasa kesepian, Anda mungkin ingin memulai berbagi kehidupan baru ini dengan pasangan Anda. Episode podcast Australia Explained kali ini mengikuti perjalanan para migran mencari cinta di Australia, bagaimana mereka memulai, apa yang perlu diwaspadai, dan cara yang aman dan tulus untuk membangun hubungan yang langgeng. Fitur ini disusun oleh Maram Ismail. Gary Karansas adalah Profesor Psychology and Relationship Science di Deakin University. Ia juga mengepalai Science of Adult Relationship Laboratory dan terapis untuk pasangan. Menurutnya, hasrat untuk mendapatkan pasangan bukan semata-mata soal romans, melainkan juga tentang kebutuhan akan rasa memiliki.
I think one of the big things is when we separate from very familiar places that we've either grown up in or learned to be a part of in society, and that often is also where our close family and friends are connected, that when we leave those countries, when we leave those areas, it's very common for people to experience a sense of loneliness and a sense of isolation. And we as human beings have a need to belong.
Profesor Karansas mencatat bahwa berpisah dari orang-orang yang kita cintai seringkali menyebabkan tekanan. Kita secara alami merasa tidak nyaman ketika terpisah dari orang-orang yang kita andalkan untuk kenyamanan, seperti orang tua atau pasangan romantis, dan naluri kita adalah untuk berhubungan kembali dengan mereka.
One way for us to be able to deal with that distress when we know that the ability to be able to be close to them and to hug them and to be with them when we come into a foreign country is to try to connect with other people. Oftentimes it can be people that are from a like-minded community or a similar cultural background, if not the same cultural background, because there's already some shared common interests, values, belief systems that can already make us feel like we're part of something.
Namun, memulai hubungan baru di Australia ini mungkin sangat berbeda dibandingkan dengan negara lain. Profesor Karansas mencatat bahwa di Australia, konsep memulai hubungan melalui situasi yang diatur tidaklah umum.
If we're talking about countries, whether it be Middle East, parts of Africa, various parts of Asia, some of these countries tend to be what we would call as more collectivist. The way that they tend to meet partners can be through shared networks of people, friends, family. We even know that in some cultures still, there's a high proportion, for example, of arranged marriages and the like.
Seperti kasusnya dengan Adam yang tiba di Australia pada tahun 2014 sebagai mahasiswa internasional. Tidak lama kemudian, sensasi migrasinya memudar dan ia merasa kesepian.
First month, it's kind of fun. Everything is new, feel excited. And after one month, the reality hit me. I felt very homesick. I started to struggle with many things, culture shocks, language barrier, and emotion swing, have like a low self-esteem. I feel lonely at the time as well.
Setelah 3 tahun di Australia dengan beberapa upaya untuk menemukan hubungan yang tulus, ia menyadari bahwa usahanya itu tidak berhasil. Karena ingin menjelajahi kemungkinan baru dan berkecan dengan orang dari budaya yang berbeda, ia memutuskan untuk mencari bantuan. Ia beralih ke layanan bimbingan kencan dan hubungan di Melbourne.
I have learned a lot about social skill. My coach pushed me out of my boundary, like talk with any stranger, not in the creepy way. So like the skill that we can make friends, we can talk to anyone, we can go to any social event and have any discussion with anyone. That's changed my mindset a lot because I think most men, they struggle to talk with girl that they find interest. So they're gonna see, oh, this beautiful girl, and then she walk past, and then just hope that she come to us and talk.
Andrew Gung adalah pakar dalam kecan dan hubungan pria yang berbasis di Melbourne. Ia telah bekerja dengan lebih dari 1,000 pria di Australia dari beragam budaya, latar belakang, usia, dan demografi, dan membantu mereka meningkatkan kepercayaan diri dan pengalaman berkencan. Ia menambahkan bahwa budaya kencan di Australia benar-benar berbeda dari apa yang dialami oleh banyak migran.
We get inquiries almost every day from men from different countries, specifically mostly India and also certain Asian countries, their concept of dating is almost coming from what they've seen on the movies, because they've been brought up with this ideal of arranged marriages. So they don't really know how to build attraction with women. They actually don't even know what attraction is.
Gung menambahkan bahwa kebaikan dan kesopanan yang hanya ditujukan kepada pihak yang diminati tidaklah memadai untuk membangkitkan ketertarikan.
The dating process has changed. They don't just deliver themselves on a silver platter. I'm readily available for a relationship on the first date. A lot of the times they've been doing that and they don't get past date one.
Berikut ini beberapa tips dari Andrew Gung.
Meetup.com, just to start building a social network. Not trying to think of it as a way to meet women and date, just building up a social network, making friends from different cultures, going to different events, even language events, dancing events. They're a great platform to build connections. Start from there and then they can start networking and potentially meeting friends of friends, which could be potential dates.
Andrew Kung mengakui bahwa proses ini lambat, oleh karena itu ia menawarkan aplikasi kencan sebagai alternatif lain.
So dating apps can work quite well. I would suggest heavily not to be disheartened if they gave it a go and they don't get the results. They just need to work on their profile and the way that they present themselves.
Ia juga menyebutkan kencan kilat sebagai alternatif, namun ia meragukan potensi keberhasilannya.
I find that there's a very low success rate. However, they should absolutely give it a go. They need to be willing to try different things that are out of their norm.
Namun, untuk perkenalan yang lebih intim dan terarah, Australia menawarkan layanan eksklusif seperti jasa perjodohan profesional. Yvonne dan Trey, pasangan yang tinggal di Sydney, bertemu melalui jasa perjodohan pada tahun 2019.
It was inspired after traveling overseas and experiencing a new culture that I wanted to find someone when I came back to Australia. That's when I sought a matchmaking service and helped me meet Yvonne. We had an immediate connection and then it just grew from there. We were both looking for someone and that meant it wasn't just a meeting on the side of a road. It was like we both had an intention. We both wanted to find love.
We have a very good communication and then we trust each other and then we always like to give each other like confidence. So I think this is very important in the relationship to get longer and more tough.
Layanan perjodohan di Australia ini bertujuan untuk menghubungkan para lajang yang mencari hubungan serius dan jangka panjang. Berbeda dari aplikasi kencan biasa, layanan ini menyediakan dukungan pribadi, pasangan yang diseleksi secara cermat, dan tingkat keberhasilan yang superior. Catherine Way, seorang comblang yang berbasis di Sydney mengatakan bahwa baik penduduk lokal maupun migran mencari jasanya, meskipun ekspektasi antar budaya dapat sangat bervariasi.
I deal with a lot of Japanese, Chinese, Southeast Asia people. There's a strong emphasis on the purpose of marriage. This question brought up right at the start of dating. But here in Australia, when you brought that serious question up in the front of my client's Caucasian man, he said, wow, I date this girl, it's only second time. She was asking, how do I think about marriage? Do I have any plan? He said, I barely know her.
Tentu saja tidak semua orang membutuhkan pelatih kencan atau mak comblang. Banyak yang menemukan pasangan melalui olahraga komunitas, kelas bahasa, atau kegiatan sukarela. Namun, meskipun pencarian cinta ini menyenangkan, ada risiko penipuan hubungan seperti yang diperingatkan oleh Andrew Gung. Oleh karena itu, pastikan Anda selalu bertemu kenalan baru di tempat umum, memberitahu teman tentang keberadaan Anda, dan tidak pernah berbagi informasi keuangan.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.